Now, it's being called South Africa's only internationally accredited Jewish school, and it's rewriting the rules of education. The Jewish International School of Cape Town brings together three campuses under one bold, nurturing, Torah-guided vision. From forest learning to American matric, from nature-based Montessori to personalized academic pacing, this school is offering something truly different. And we're joined now by the head of the school, Rabbi David Weinberg. Rabbi, thanks so much for joining us on The Home Run. This initiative brings together three schools, Sinai Academy, Phyllis Jowell, and Cape Town Torah High. What's the big vision behind uniting them?
Really good to be together with you again, and hello to all your IFM listeners. It is a big vision, and that's an absolutely wonderful introduction. I think you really summarized it and encapsulated beautifully in terms of what makes the school so special. The vision behind uniting these schools is that each one of them began in a very different sort of space, with its own unique leadership and drivers who started it. And I should mention that Torah education in Cape Town really began in the late 70s under the direction of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Popak, who were shluchim of Chabad shluchim here of the Rebbe, who began it. And eventually, about 20 years ago, the community sort of took over that primary school. And at the same time, in the West Coast, primary school began under the direction of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Deren, who started Bloberg and the Sinai Academy there. And then about 13 years ago, we started a high school to feed from these primary schools, which were, thank God, doing well, and to create a feeder into a high school. And here you have the three separately developed, but each one strong and independent institution. But at some point we realized that if we don't create a unified body under a unified leadership, then we are sort of each one pulling with our own weight instead of joining together and being stronger.
Which makes
sense.
And that's
really our bet. Mm. Yes, our bet is that Cape Town has a beautiful, bright future for the Jewish world and for South Africa. And we want to make sure that we are best geared to serve that future.
What makes Jewish International School different from other Jewish schools in the country?
So, well, we're not aiming to be different. We're just aiming to be excellent.
What makes you more excellent?
Well, without comparing, we are very proud of a number of things that make us quite unique. And really what it is we've taken what is on the surface a disadvantage and turned it into advantages. So that's the first thing. We have smaller numbers than you'd expect in a school in Johannesburg because of our smaller community. And we've turned that into an advantage. So in our high school, we have very personalized education, where to run a traditional high school with these numbers simply wouldn't be right. We have about 60 children in our high school, divided almost equally between boys and girls schools. And these, we've turned that into an advantage with a highly, highly personalized and progressive education. So that's unique. We've also opted to get an international identity, which means that we're internationally accredited. And that gives us a tremendous amount of latitude to offer, you know, various courses and also to create a really highly personalized product for our children.
Exactly what you said, the term internationally accredited gets thrown around a lot. Rabbi, what does it mean in practical terms for your students?
So, okay. So first of all, let's talk about what it means technically, because you're right, it does get thrown around a lot, and it's a very popular word. And kudos to those in our organization that have really made it an international school. We are an internationally accredited school by WASC, which is, I think, Central Western Association of Schools and something. And it is an incredibly global and a very high standard international accrediting school. And they and we have been through incredible hoops to work with them and to be guided by them in creating what is a international degree and what is an international standard of excellence. So what does it mean for our students? It means they come out with an American matric. Our children do SATs, and it gives them complete entry into global universities, especially in America as well. Mm. So that SAT is a very important ticket. We actually, there was no, the only SAT centers in in Cape Town, we're on Shabbos. So we actually started, we're an accredited SAT center on Sunday in order to be able to examine our children on Sundays and not on Shabbos. So that's a major thing. And also it creates the ability to offer a lot more courses that we couldn't offer if we were limited to certain local offerings. But I do want to mention that in this process, we ensured, and has been proven many times, that our students can go on to local South African universities and do so very, very successfully.
At Phyllis Jowell, kids learn through a forest school model. What does that actually look like, and why was this approach chosen?
Well, first of all, I think it really highlights the incredible lengths that our educators go to being very cutting edge and very forward thinking. And that's a deep culture of Jewish International. Lifelong learning and always seeking excellence and never just sitting back on our laurels. And what they've done is it's actually a new system brought into South Africa. We might even be the first school that's been accredited. And our early learning center, our preschool, went ahead and got accredited through this forest school system. And it really brings the children in touch with nature. We are very blessed at Phyllis Jowell to be right next to the Glen, a beautiful forest, magnificent up in the mountains of Lion's Head. And to use that ability and an opportunity to really be able to bring the children into nature and to use nature as methods of learning, whether it's secular or Jewish subjects. We can teach our children, and at the moment it's only in preschool, but we can teach them very much grounded in nature itself. And it's had, studies show today children are getting in devices earlier and earlier, which obviously comes with a whole host of complications and development challenges.
Yeah.
So bringing the children into a very experiential space like that has been very positive. And in fact, the older grades are now asking for it as well. The primary school classes and teachers are saying, can we also get involved in this? So we'll have to see how that plays out, but it's been a very positive development.
Rabbi, you've described the school as boutique and deeply nurturing. What does that mean for the everyday student and their family?
Well, again, so taking a what can be seen as a deficiency in numbers and turning it into an incredible opportunity of individuality. We are very determined to be able to offer our children a very carefully attentive education for them. And we don't want everybody to fit into one box. And to that end, we have an incredible complement of educators from the principals down who are dedicated and focused on the kids. We have SENCOs who are involved in each development stage of the children. And in this way, in primary school, in elementary school, the children are being educated at their level and with their stage. If you're not that religious and you come in, we will make sure that you are able to develop. If you're struggling with maths, we have Maths UC that is an incredible ability to really get the children up into a standard that they're happy with and functioning. So every single child at every level is very much catered to. But I'll tell you where it really sticks out, and it's been hugely, hugely successful, is in our high school. And when the children come into high school, it's an experience like no other, because the children are learning to a degree independently with monitors sometimes rather than teachers. They are using very much technology in order to help them and empower them. Children, as learners, as they get older, start going into daily projections where they are literally responsible for their own work and take ownership of their work. So children who are much more, have higher aptitudes, can go much further ahead, take AP courses. Learners who are less motivated by or less, competent in that way can deal at a level that works for them.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
If I look at what my high school was like compared to what you're offering, I really feel like I got the raw end of the stick, Rabbi.
Well, it means that I sold it well, because that's the sense how I feel every day. My children actually were happy to go to high school, something I couldn't relate to.
Yeah, I don't think I can relate to that either. Rabbi David Weinberg, head of the Jewish International School of Cape Town. I guess whether you're already in the city or thinking of relocating, it's clear that this isn't just a school, it's a reinvention of what Jewish education can be. Rabbi, thanks so much for joining us and sharing with us this remarkable educational institution.